Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal, and it's a Friday morning. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July and enjoyed the fireworks. And if you're on vacation or you have to work today or you're retired or just hanging out, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast. It means a lot to me. Numbers are still slowly climbing, nothing really too quickly, which is fine. I did some research this morning that I, instead of going to, because you know how I like to read stories about haunted objects and things like that online, I went to the UK, and they have a lot of haunted dolls, and they definitely look a little different than the American doll, which I found really cool. So I'll be reading some stories this morning on that. And then as far as update goes, my team went on an investigation last Sunday to a residence, which I've been to before. But she said that her daughter is seeing things or acting like she's seeing things. Like, she'll point and she can't really make full sentences yet because she's only two. So we went over there last Sunday and we did the investigation. And I had the K2 meter. I had my ghost detector, which is actually broken, which is sad. So I'm going to have to go online and find the part that plugs into the ghost detector, because you walk around and there's this black part that gives you the EMF, right? Well, that part, we are going up the stairs and it's going crazy. It's like going off the charts. I'm like, what is going on? So my friend, she picked up the bottom of it that hangs, that you walk with, and just sort of hangs as you walk. She picks it up and puts it to her head and it just starts going crazy. And we both start laughing. So yeah, unfortunately it's broken. So I'm hoping I can get that one piece online somewhere so I can start using my ghost box again, or my ghost detector. And we did use the ghost box. Nothing came through. We didn't hear any really keywords like the little girl's trying to say. K2 was pretty much quiet. I didn't feel anything at the house. I really didn't. It felt normal to me. So I listened back on the EVPs, and I thought I heard something, but it's not clear. My friend was asking, do you like scaring the little girl? And I think I heard in the background, sometimes. But I'm not sure. I have to figure out how I can listen to it better. So I've got that, and I haven't talked to the parents yet because it's been the 4th of July and people are busy and things like that. But other than that, I don't feel anything weird in the house when we were there. You know, nothing. No real presence. I didn't get any feeling like I would normally. You know, you get that weird feeling or you get your body senses something. Nothing like that at all. As far as my team goes, it's there. We have nothing coming up other than that residential. However, now that I remember, I was out a couple nights ago. And we're sitting there having a couple drinks, and the lady that was sitting next to me was the bar owner, or the owner of the bar. And I told her, you know, the place looks great, and because it's been turned over, you know, hand over, you know, it goes through a lot of owners. And she goes, yeah, it's a great place. We had to redo this whole place because the people who owned it before, it was all black inside. And she said it was really weird, and they had to, you know, brighten it up. So it looks great. It's a really clean place. They actually serve pretty good food there. So me and her were starting to talk, and then She just starts, which I love when people do this. She starts talking about how, yeah, she goes, this place definitely has something going on, because she goes that a lot of the bottles, like the alcoholic bottle, the bottles that have alcohol in them, would come off the shelf, would just fly off the shelf. Glass would fly off the shelf. They've got that on the recording on their security camera. Their employees have witnessed it themselves. She said she even has on, or used to, I don't know if she still does, on a security camera, of a black figure moving around in the bar. And we start talking, and then I made a mention to her that I'm a paranormal investigator. She's like, what? She goes, no way. I'm like, yeah. So the conversation got even more intense, and she starts telling even more stories how the place was a brothel, which used to be very common out here in Wisconsin, with underground tunnels, which is also very common out here because of the bootlegging. And there's a brothel, so the ladies would come in through a special door, and it's not like a door that you'd see in your house, it was actually like these two pieces of wood panels that they'd open up and they'd crawl through and shimmy through to get from the bar back so they didn't get busted, right, when the cops would come. So they'd escape through this one wooden door. It looks like almost like cupboard doors. It's really interesting. And she showed us that. And before that, though, she started telling how there's two tunnels down their basement, but they've been all cemented up because that's what they did. In fact, which is sad because I know where I live, I've heard stories and stories and stories about how many tunnels there are under the city that I live in. But every place you go, they've shored them up. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy that they close off that history so you can only go by people's word. You don't hope that's true. I'm sure some of it gets exaggerated, but sorry, back to my story. So we're sitting there talking, she goes, and her boyfriend goes, hey, he goes, you should shore the wall in the basement. Shore the wall. Let her go touch the wall. I'm like, what? And she's like, you want to go touch the wall? I'm like, sure. Now, mind you, it's like about 10 o'clock at night, I think. So me, my husband, and her boyfriend, we go to the basement. It's all painted red. She goes, we don't know why. We just left it red when you go down the staircase, right? And on the left wall, she goes, here, touch the wall. So I touched it, and it didn't feel anything, but there was a medallion, well, I call it a medallion, on the wall. It's like a picture of a lighthouse and this, and like a trivet. And it's hung there, and I got the weirdest vibe. I started getting my chills that I experienced, and when I know something's nearby or there's a message of some sort. All I kept hearing in my head is, that does not belong there, that does not belong there, that's not supposed to be there, over and over my head when I looked at that thing. It's like something kept telling me that. And then she showed us this other room where you can actually see the arch where the one of the tunnels was. And I didn't get anything in there. It just felt really warm. No feeling there. She shows the other one that had where another tunnel was for bootlegging. That one felt kind of weird. But then when we went back to that area where the ladies used to come and go to escape, because next door, I guess, used to be a hotel. So you'd go from the bar to the hotel through this way, right? And that one really did give me, I don't want to say the creeps, but I had chills between my two shoulder blades. That's how I know there's something up. Or I'll feel it only on like one side of my head, like on the left side. It's just one side of my head. I get chills. It's really weird to explain. So that was really interesting. And we all went back upstairs and she's like, so what'd you think? And I'm like, well, there's something there, but that I call a medallion. It's bigger than a medallion. All I told her was that all I can hear is it's not supposed to be here. It doesn't belong here. That's not supposed to be there. And they had found it during the reconstruction of that place. They found it was like all buried and stuff. So someone just hung it there. So she was saying, oh, she goes, oh my gosh. She goes, you should come and investigate. And I'm like, yeah, you know, why not? The thing is, it's a bar. So they close it too. So they're not out. It's like 3 a.m. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's going to be kind of tough. So maybe we can get there before they open, because the majority of it will probably be done in the basement. I am now friends with her on Facebook, and I shared my page with her. So we'll see if she even follows through on it, because I'm not sure about you. If anybody that listens to my podcast that is a paranormal investigator knows that when people share their stories, whether it be a business owner or a residence, they love sharing their stories, but they don't want to do anything about it. They get all excited. Oh, yeah, you should come over, you should investigate. But they never do, and I don't know why. I don't know if they think, oh, it's going to be a hassle, or, oh, my God, where are they really going to find something? Or why? Excuse me. So, we'll see. We're going to go back there probably tonight just to hang out. And if she's there, I may ask her, you know, do you want us to come over? And then she's like, well, how much do you guys charge? I'll pay you. I'm like, no, this is voluntary. We don't charge for this. This is something we do. There's no fee for an investigation. No fee at all. So, we'll see. If I do go and get the investigation, I will let you know. So, we'll see what happens with that. Sorry, my voice is groggy. Sorry. Gravelly. Okay, anyways, Demi Moore. My last podcast, I made a comment that my voice reminded me of an actress. Her name is Demi Moore. She was not married to Bruce Willis. She's married to the guy from the 70s show, which I forgot his name right now. Anyways, so, sorry, sidetrack. So I'll let you know if an investigation comes out from the bar. And I was talking to some other friends about it, not the bar, but just the whole subject and the conversation. And they're telling me the same thing, that there are so many bars here in this area from the early 1800s that have a basement like that, and they have the old tunnel access. And my thought was, why don't people share this? Why do they only share it amongst their friends? Why not, I don't know, make an article about it in the newspaper? Excuse me, unless people don't find that interesting. I mean, it technically, one, yeah, it could drum up a lot of business if people, because you know how that goes, if people find out something has spirits, it'll drum up more business, which, you know, if somebody's hurting really bad, I don't think the spirits will mind, you know, hey, just, they may have more people, may have a better chance of getting their story across, or the message across if more people visit, so, but there's, I know Wisconsin was really big on bootlegging. I've heard, like I said, stories and stories of how there's tunnels all under where we live. I don't know. I don't have any way of really checking history unless I go to the library, I suppose, and maybe, oh, that's a good idea. I can go to the library and maybe pull it up on this. But you know what? The lady that owns the bar now, she's the one who did all the history. So that's how she found that stuff out. She did her own history on it. And, oh, I forgot to tell you that there was a, it's like I'm talking to a friend. There was a painting in that they have this little like lounge area where you can kick back on a couch and just chill. There was this picture of like this captain, and I saw him initially. I'm like, huh. And this is before I met the owner and we discussed, you know, the bar and all that. I looked at him like, well, he's kind of interesting. And so later on, she told me the story of him. That bar was also known to have a lot of sailors come because back in the day, they'd have these big freight ships, I guess you'd call them, coal mining ships. They'd have coal, and then the sailors would dock here for a while, and they'd go into the hotel, into the bar, you know, for the brothel. And this guy, I guess, used to frequent the place. I don't think he was the owner, the original owner. I'm trying to recall if that's what she said he was. And somebody made a portrait of him. And the people who used to own the bar, or the stories that she found on the bar, had, I guess they had that painting, and they said he always likes to be looking south. So the picture's on a mantle facing south, because that's to Lake Michigan. And she goes, what do you think about him? And before I even knew about the place as has, you know, possible activity, something. All I could say is, I can hear him, like, when I looked at him, I told her, when I looked at him, all I can say is, what do you want? Because you look at him, and he's like, he has a question, so I kept saying, what do you want? What do you need? You know, it's just really weird. I'm trying to put it into perspective what I hear in my head when I get that contact. So I told her, I said, all I see or hear in my head is, I want to ask him, what do you want? So, that's that. Maybe I can, I don't know, use the K2 on him if we get the investigation. We'll see. Yes, I like the K2. I prefer it. Until I can afford to get other equipment, that's what I'm going to work with. Me and my friend were just discussing of getting, when we're doing investigations, you know, we don't have a really good camera to do investigations. So like you're filming the K2 and you're filming the other devices, which I want to get a REM pod. So we're discussing that, and like, what if we wore a GoPro on our chest? You know, like those harness GoPros? So the GoPro will be looking at the K2 and like, say if we get a REM pod or something like that, while her and I are having EVPs or having a normal discussion, because a lot of times spirits like to talk while you're having your normal discussions, right? They just like to drop in and do a little EVP. So We're going to look at GoPros and then REM pods I want to look into. And that's about it for now. Eventually we'll increase our equipment. We just don't have a lot right now. I never did have a lot of equipment when I investigated with other teams. I kept it minimal because I didn't want to spend a fortune of money on an item that I would use maybe once or twice a year. So when I'm going to start purchasing anything, I'm going to start small. I'm not going to go big, like an SLS camera. Oh, God, no. I've heard those like $2,200. No, I can use that money for something else. If I have that kind of money, I'm going to use it on something else, not an SLS camera. Not unless I knew and guaranteed I can get a case like once a week or something. But I've also heard where they crash. If you use them too long during an investigation, they'll just freaking crash on you. So that's been going on here. Again, I'll let you know if I get that case for the bar. We'll see. We'll see how that all goes. So, back to stories about haunted items at the UK eBay. Let's see what we have. There was one here. It's a creepy horror haunted doll. Unique Oddities is, I guess, the name of the company. Yeah, it looks like he's handmade. Like somebody, I don't know. No, that doesn't look right. It does not look right. Because it looks like it was purposely made to look creepy, you know? It's not like, like a Barbie doll that turns into be haunted. This doll, this clown looks purposely haunted. Or purposely, designed. Let's see. But the dolls are definitely different. Here's one. Vintage Happy Land 17-inch porcelain haunted girl. Velvet Victorian. Ooh, wow. Velvet Victorian spirit dress. Let's see if there's any stories with it. Here we go. Great. With a spooky and altogether ooky haunted ooky? O-O-K-Y. Haunted look. She wears a Victorian-inspired playtime outfit of a brown velvet shift dress with contrast bib and necktie bow. Her pantaloons are cropped to show her fab Mary Jane shoes and a metal eyelet detail. The socks have discolored to color, but this only adds to her vintage charm. The doll's hair is in its original bob style, and we're assuming that she is wigged in real human hair. Pause. What? In an echo of Victorian dolls of the past, it certainly seems to have that texture. That's interesting. We are not the original owners of this doll, but it is apparent that a repair has been made to her left hand. Although it's been done in the naive spirit of the original and is not noticeable when the doll is displayed. To be honest, we don't notice it at first. The shoes are marked Happy Land on the sole. Please look at the photos carefully as part of the description. It doesn't mention anything about being haunted, but the fact that it has human hair, that would be interesting. Very interesting, but there's no other stories. But she's kind of creepy with that little bob. She looks sad. She's got like a white face, you know, that white typical porcelain face. Yeah, really interesting human hair. Huh. Why? That's a creepy looking one. Homemade clothing. Porcelain witch gothic doll. Handmade silver haunted doll collectible Halloween gothic creepy. No. Alright, UK, what do you got? These are all the dolls that they're showing are like purposely look creepy and look eerie, you know? Beautiful haunted doll called Marie. description. Here we go. Beautiful haunted doll called Marie. Condition is used, dispatched with Royal Mail second. Oh, we don't care about that. Marie is a beautiful doll in spirit. She fills the room with her warm aura and beauty and is looking for a place she can call home. She's dressed in a gorgeous lilac and cream lace and comes with a stand. Well, that doesn't say anything. She's haunted. Oh, I thought the UK had more. Here's a ventriloquist doll. I don't like those. I don't like these. I never have liked ventriloquist dolls. Yeah, no, not for me. Vintage, creepy, spooky porcelain head haunted looking doll needs a loving home. Needs a loving home. Vintage, creepy, spooky, haunted looking doll needs a loving home. Head, hands, and feet are porcelain. She shows signs of age and in need of clean. Gives about the height. There's no stories though. Wow, I thought the UK had more. Well, that's not. No, see, the dolls that they have listed are, they're supposed to look scary. Zombie doll, gothic baby doll. Let's see what they have for haunted items. Haunted items, there we go. Maybe they don't have any, they don't sell that stuff in the UK. I don't know. There's not much here. Sad Anna. Haunted doll. What the heck? That's a weird one. Such a sweet, sad soul. She deserves to be taken care of. Oh. Yeah, she's a small, measures 10 inches. She's home to a 23-year-old woman who passed away sailing to America on a ship. She's pregnant and on her way to New York City to meet her husband. She was quite a young woman and very shy. She kept to herself. There was a storm one night and the ship sank. She sadly didn't make it to America. I have had dreams of a woman looking out to sea and tears were falling from her eyes and she was crying for her unborn baby. The doll itself can be used as an ornament as well as she has a string that you can hang up. Her outfit is yellowed from time. She is such a sweet, sad soul. She deserves to be taken care of. She is being sold as is, and all sales are final. Well, at least that one had a little story to it, but how did they know that whole story behind that doll? Did it come with a little piece of paper that said, you know what I mean? How do these people know this? Very haunted doll. Pre-owned. It's just a little baby. It's a bald baby with a dress on. Let's see. Sweet little spirit, ideal for someone who's starting out in the haunted doll world. She's very gentle and easy to talk to. Okay. That's it on that one. Oh, what else? Clown. Music wind up creepy, haunted, scary Czech porcelain clown doll. Haunted spirit paranormal doll used by a paranormal group. Pip. He's got a little top hat on and a little jabot. Pip. Let's see if this one has a story. I would hope so. Okay, meet Pippa, a.k.a. Pip. Pip is 42 and one of our scariest dolls to work with. When we did our investigations on her, she gave us lots of words through the Ouija board. She never been married, dislikes children, and says she's a witch. We've heard movement in the room she's stored in. She has a trance-like stare. I keep her in a locked room as she even scares me. Only a bit on her if you're interested in the paranormal, as these aren't toys. Any questions, feel free to ask. Pippa. Neat. That's a good story right there. See, that's what I'm looking for. Haunted stuffed koala bear. I used to have one of those little bears, you know, those little clip-ons. I'm having a clear out on a lot of spirit vessels as I have too many to cope with right now. Haunted stuffed bear, Arthur. The story behind Arthur is that he died by falling into a river and drowned at the age of 6 years old in Maidstone. He died later in a hospital. He was keen collector of bear type toys. This is the only one of his many bears I have for sale. Activity. Cold spots. Also, sometimes you may hear the sound of her laughing. Reports of Arthur being seen as a child. His friendly little soul, sometimes little noisy, but he can also be very quiet at times depending on his mood. Activity I've gotten. I have caught the name Arthur on EVP a few times. I've had sound of a child laughing in my hallway. I've also had the cold chills when holding the toy around me a few times. I've also had a couple of K2 hits from her. Time to hand her over to a loving family. Activity does not always happen immediately for items rehomed. It may take a little time for the item to settle in. Days, weeks, or even months. Some dolls may never gave me activity for nearly 2 to 3 months. And of course, there's a mention about the UK, you know, or eBay saying, you know, rules, regulations, it's not haunted, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. Haunted fish, what's this one? Haunted vintage porcelain doll, exploit child, young girl. Vintage. Selling this doll for a friend who had told me that she contains the spirit of a young girl. Destiny for the third time due to jokers. I apologize if I read that wrong, but that's how it's written. Maybe it's a sign that she likes our home. My friend said that she hired a medium to communicate with the doll. The medium was successful in doing this. The girl's name is Bethany. She was 11 when she died. She had a very wealthy parents who didn't pay her much attention, but bought her anything she wanted. I'm not sure of the details surrounding the death, only that it was an accident in the home. If you're genuinely interested in this doll and have questions, please feel free to ask. I will do my best to answer. And they are coming from Greater Manchester, United Kingdom. Though that's kind of cool. And then Haunted Ring for anxiety and worry control. Haunted Vessel. What the heck is it? I can't even tell what it is. So later after she made the vessel, she gave the item to the husband, and shortly after he was gifted, he was becoming very sick and confused. Well, that, I don't know what this is. Okay, the woman practicing witchcraft did a spell, making the object cursed with loss and angry spirit. I've done some Ouija reading with this object. I have the words come up such as, help, please, I am lost. Also, feel very cold when in contact with the object. I can't even tell what the object is, to be honest with you. I don't know what that is. I can't make it out. I don't know what it is. There's a haunted teddy bear. Haunted doll from haunted location. Haunted doll Gemma? She's pretty. Looks like Dolly Parton. Gemma has been with us for the last 2 years. She's a friendly girl. This doll was given to us after a house cleansing in Kent, England. The young man had sadly lost his mind with grief. He had gone to the toilet when he saw her down there. He started running, but it was too late. Sorry. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to back up and reread. They have a whole story here. Actually, it's kind of long, so I'll go with the story. Our auntie decided dedicate her life to the unexplained and the unknown. She's a very knowledgeable and excellent paranormal investigator, parapsychologist, and collector of items. When we were children, our parents passed away in a car accident, and we were sent to live with our aunt and cousin, Cousin Bobby, on the island in Kent. Our aunt was known as the town witch, and people would go to her for all spiritual needs. Our aunt taught all three of us children everything she knew. We started to join her investigations when we were young teens. Since our aunt passed away, we have taken over her work and life's collection. We travel the world investigating cases and gathering evidence. Bobby is very knowledgeable, a demonologist, and we are both practicing mediums. Kat is a more powerful clairvoyant. Allie is a psychic, and we all see visions of the past and future. We never charge the people we help. We fund our work by passing on some of the vessels we collect. We have a Facebook page where some people do contact us for advice. Please only purchase from us if you're willing to give the items a home. We have seen many people unable to take on the activity that we sell on eBay. We have excellent feedback, may have some wear due to damage. All right, here we go. That's the story of the people who are selling the doll. Now this is the story on the doll. Okay, this doll was given to us after a cleansing in Kent, England. The young man had sadly lost his mind with grief. He lost his girlfriend. She had jumped down onto some train tracks to pick up her phone, but she couldn't get back up in time. He had gone to the toilet, and when he saw her down there, he started running, but it was too late. Okay, this doll belonged to her. He had bought it for her birthday when they first met to replace the one she had that she lost when she was little. His mother called us to visit him. He looked unwell with grief. He was adamant that she came back to him through the doll that the parents gave to him as a memory. He was talking to the doll. He was talking to her through the doll all night, taking the doll out with him where we were skeptical of the case until he showed us the Ouija board he had used to contact the spirit. We then held a EVP session and communicated with Gemma. Or is it Gemma? We asked her how she died. Train. Not your fault. We asked her how old she was. 20. We knew Gemma was with us and needed help. Ryan's mother asked us to take the doll and cut off all contact with him for her son's own good, as he needed to find a way to move on with his life. Gemma has been with us for nearly 2 years now. She's a friendly girl. She needs a home where she can feel safe. We have too many dark vessels, and she won't come out. She won't come out as often as we like because of them. Perhaps she can find a strength to move on in a calmer environment. Incense is also provided. We only charge for postal costs. We do not charge for packaging. So that's actually a neat story. Now, I'm saying Gemma. It's G-E-M-M-A. I think that's how you say it. Gemma. She's pretty. I like the background story to her. Kind of sad. That was a very good story, though. She's got blonde hair. It's all messed up, and she's got blush. You know how they do the dolls back then. She's wearing a pretty little dress. Now, in pounds, it's $13.99, and I don't know what that is in American dollars. I don't know how to translate that to American. But that was a good story. That's kind of what I'm looking for. Haunted doll Ivy, negative towards men. But, oh, that's a creepy one. Very old haunted spirit doll's eyes watching. Are you serious? Ew. Wow. $40 or 40 pounds? Those would be my last one. Sorry if I'm going on and on. Okay, here's the story. I have spent the past few weeks attending several properties that have reported paranormal activity around certain objects. I have obtained some very exciting haunted items and will be listing some of them. This very old doll came from a shop in a small town called Todmorden. Many, many years ago, the shop sold old toys and the cellar was used to repair some of the toys and dolls. After the owner passed away, the shop stood vacant until it was bought and made ready for renovation. The new owner did not like going into the cellar. It gave her the shivers, and she always felt that something was watching her. Workmen started to report feeling the same eerie experiences, unexplained noises, cold spots, and several of them spoke of seeing and hearing a small child. Two of the workers refused to work on the property altogether. A small storage room was discovered in the cellar, which had been hidden by a cupboard, and inside the room, in boxes, were found three dolls. The one I'm listing here is one of these dolls. Once the dolls were found, the paranormal activity increased until the investigators were called in, and the items were removed. This particular doll is one of the creepiest dolls I've ever seen. I agree with that. It has a rather negative aura around it, and its eyes are terrible. I also agree with that. They move from side to side and open and close when least expected. Communication is reluctant, and I haven't had very much time to spend with this doll. I must admit that I was very excited with these discoveries and amazed with the paranormal communications and activity. This is an old doll, so please look up the pictures and the condition. He is actually kind of creepy. He doesn't have hair. 40 pounds. He doesn't have, I don't think it's hair. It's like, it's all porcelain and it's red. So he's got like red hair with red eyebrows and his mouth is in the open, like, and his face is all porcelain. His one eye is like way off to the right. So it's like going back into the socket. It's really weird. So he's looking to the side and his other eye is kind of following. Yeah, he's interesting. If you want, you can go to ebay.co.uk. It's a very old haunted spirit doll, watching eyes. If you are a collector and you just happen to be listening to my podcast, if you're really interested in this guy, take a look and tell me what you think. Because, that one eye is creepy. So, I think that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I know I don't usually go this long, but I wanted to try and extend them out a little bit more. If you have any comments, questions, stories of your own, you can leave me a voicemail here on Anchor. You can leave me a review on iTunes. If you guys have any questions, if you're getting bored of my podcast or you're like starting to tune me out, let me know if I should do an improvement. I don't have any guests to bring onto my show. I haven't even thought about going in that direction yet. So if you're tired of hearing my voice or my tone, I apologize. This is my tone. So everybody have a great summer. Have a great 4th of July week. I will try and be back as soon as I possibly can, depending on time and the time I have to sit and, you know, have a podcast. So this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.